In 1 Samuel chapter 7, we are continuing from where we stopped last week. Seven reasons why I must ask for, who remembers? Why I must ask for, there are three things we're asking for. We ask for, please, if you know it, shout it out loud. Help, mercy, and grace. Seven reasons why we must. I didn't ask you to go. I was about to sing, and they, look at this man. Is it because it's your daughter's birthday today? Are you feeding all of us? Look at the way he's laughing. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. There was trouble. There was real, real big time trouble. And then God came. And through the instruction of the Lord, these people, you know what they did in verse 1? 1 Samuel chapter 7. They went and fetched the ark of the Lord. The ark of the Lord is where the glory, Shekinah, presence of God, of the Lord, Jehovah, was. They brought that presence of God into the house. And there's a man called Abinadab. They brought that ark into his house. And, of course, they sanctified Eliezer, his son, to keep the ark, because that's a priest. And verse 2 tells us, while it came to pass, while the ark was where they brought it, that time was long, 20 years. 20 years. Amazing grace. Okay. Please, I'm not being partial, but our second son turned 20 some days ago. So please, I know why I want us to celebrate him. We have seen war over his life. Please celebrate Joshua. Joshua was 20. Wow. You need to hear his story. I actually interviewed him and I put it on tape. I said, Joshua, share the story of your life. Can you just share a bit of your story? And one of the things he said in that testimony, he said, for the first 5 years of my life, I did not talk. He wasn't speaking for the first 5 years of his life. While we pastors, he was literally born in the church. He was born into Love Assembly. He wasn't talking for 5 years. Joshua, talk to me. Say something. Huh? You can talk. So he was sharing his testimony. He said, for the first five years of my life, I did not talk. But God came through for me. And Jesus healed me and I began to talk. Now we stop him from talking. Oh, Joshua, you're talking too much. First 5 years, very embarrassing for a pastor. The children that were born after him in Love Assembly, growing up after him, started talking before him. Listen, we're talking about asking for help. And one of the things why we don't ask for help is because of shame. Was it very shameful? You can ask my wife. But we thank God. 20 years, he can testify. We've even forgotten. But we had to recount when he turned 20. So I'm encouraging somebody, the Egyptians you see today. It's a matter of time. Please lift up your hands. I don't know. Somebody, that word is for you. Okay? Thank God that whatever you're going through now is not forever. You will see them no more. Someday, you will. Please use your mouth to testify. Say it, declare it. Yeah, I may be passing through this now. I may not have money now. I may be broke now. I may have no job now. I may be in this circumstance now. But it's not going to be forever. I shall see them no more. That day. Announce. Make an announcement today. I announce to this situation today. You may be here, but I will see you no more. I announce your departure, full departure, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel 7, he said, the time passed. It was too long. For it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Verse 3, 1 Samuel chapter 7. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. See, God is clear about blessing us. You know, thank God, Pastor Sarah read the blessings of the Lord to us from Deuteronomy 28. If you look at all the blessings there, they are conditional on obedience. If you hearken and you observe and you do, these blessings will come upon you. Conditional. As God blessed, yeah, God has released his blessing. But there are conditions attached to it. Conditions. If you obey, and here he says, prepare your hearts unto the Lord, serve him only, he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children, look at it, verse 4, they put away Baalim. They put away Ashtaroth. These were idols. And they served the Lord only. Let me tell us one of the things at times idols we serve without us knowing. We serve the idols. Our problems, circumstances become idols. Our requests, prayer requests, they become idols. You are so consumed with your need that you don't see any other need again. You are so consumed with the problem that even help that is beside the problem, you won't even see. Please surrender that problem. Just surrender it. You're afraid. Surrender the fear. Whatever it is, just surrender. Surrender it. Give it up. So that you can serve God only and stop worshiping that problem. Stop worshiping that problem. Stop. Because you see, when we have problems, we become very, very desperate. And please, anytime you are desperate, please be aware of the danger. You see that word desperate? When we are desperate, we will do anything just to get us out of the trouble. And anything, at times we don't know when we step into the realm of wickedness. The Bible says the heart of man is what? Desperately wicked. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want us to celebrate the birth of God has given us another bouncing baby boy in Love Assembly to our sister Gabriella and brother Kesh. Daddy is here. Mommy is watching at home. Please, Kesh, stand up. Stand up. Yes. Thank you. We have another baller. He will. His father does not play football. That baby will play football. Please, let's just pray. Father, we receive with joy. We bless your daughter, Gabriella. Thank you for strength and renewing her. Thank you. She will recover quickly, swiftly. We thank you for the testimony of the baby. The baby was born, and the doctors, according to what they were surprised that no, this baby was born too fast. It was too fast. Father, we give you the glory. And Lord, your hand be upon Gabriella, upon this child. The child will wax strong, increase in spirit, increase in stature, wisdom, favor with God, with man. And Lord, we pray over your son, Kesh, that Lord, he will be a father indeed. Gabriella, a mother indeed. And his siblings, Lord, they will be siblings, they will be friends. This will be a blessed family. To the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Kesh does not play football, but his son will play. Yeah. You know, I was telling somebody in the church a while ago, any man in this church that does not play football is not born again. Are you born again? Okay. Please don't serve. Don't worship your problem. Don't become desperate. You know, you become so desperate, you're looking for help. The Bible says that to the a full soul, when your soul is full, right? When you see honey, you will even despise the honey. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Every bitter. You won't even know it's bitter. Just because you are desperate. I pray God will, I'm speaking to someone by the Spirit of God. Don't do that out of desperation. You've been offered that looking like help, but search your heart. You are only accepting it because you are desperate, said the Lord. The heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can search it? Please, don't do anything out of desperation. You're saying, what should I do? Just surrender. Lord, I surrender this situation and circumstance. I ask you to help me. Show me what to do. Stop being desperate. Okay, verse 5. Samuel said, gather all the Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you and unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water, poured it out before the Lord, and they fasted on that day and said, there, we have sinned. Repentance. Acknowledging. We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And verse 7, when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together, the Philistines were their enemies, but unfortunately they didn't know that the children of Israel had repented. Let me tell you something. There are people who are still judging you because of your past, because of your sin. Let them continue to judge you. You repent. You will soon move and they will still be there, backbiting. You see, the day I understood the word backbiting, I got an understanding of backbite. Please, I need somebody who can volunteer their back for me to bite. The two of you. Okay, no, the two of you come now. Let me. Okay, since you are brothers. Yeah, you are brethren. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Who's going to surrender the back and who's going to bite? You. Very interesting. By the way, they are in-laws. He married his sister, his elder sister. They are in-laws. So, but we don't have in-law trouble here, do we? Bro, we don't have in-law trouble. I just love your family. You guys are just cool. If he bites you, you will bite. If he bites you too hard, what will happen? He will be in trouble. Sorry, you can't withdraw your sister anymore. It's too late. It's too late. And by the way, your mother-in-law is here with your sister-in-law. Please, let's celebrate mommy and sister. Is it Damilola? You told me the name. Ayomi Day. Please. Yes. We're talking about in-laws, and in-laws are here. Thank you. That's our sister, Dr. Bisi's mom, and that's her sister. Yeah, so we don't have in-law issues, okay? But we can demonstrate. Okay, so stand here in front of the camera. So when God showed me, you know, face that direction, so that you can run quickly. There's more space there. All right. When God showed me what backbiting means, okay? For someone to backbite you, they must be at your back. So when they bite you, please demonstrate what will happen if he bites you. You will just stay like that. This man has, Lord, receive feelings. You cannot see. Okay, please just contact. Don't bite. Okay. Let me show us what you will do if he bites you. Okay. Camera, roll, action. Okay. Go again. Bite him again. No, he has gone. Go after him. Anytime. Bite him. What will you do? Natural instinct. But did you notice that the first time he beat him, he went forward? He beat him again, he went forward. But when he now decided he wants to, he stopped moving. Backbiters are there to bite you, to move into your glorious destiny. And let me tell you what backbiters are. They will always remain at the back while you are progressing. Any backbiters here? Anybody been beaten in their back? Please lift up your hands and thank God for everybody backbiting you. You have seen, you did something wrong. They are talking about your past. They are backbiting, talking about it. But you have repented like the children of Israel. Thank God for backbiters. They have their purpose to move you into your God-given destiny, to actually accelerate your progress also. Let me now tell you, don't make the mistake you made now. You want to now fight. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Because when you fight, you stop your own progress. When you fight, turn back, you take the position of God who is your defense. And God, you cannot share God's glory. If God says, I am your defense, please don't become the defender. That's taking God's place. All right. In-laws hug. Come on. Hug. Hug. Yeah, no backbiting. You guys are cool. Let me tell you, I actually admire your relationship. I've seen in-laws and I've seen in-laws. I've seen in-laws who became outlaws. You know. But I just admire you guys. You guys are just, they're just. Please celebrate Daddy AY and Dr. Uche. Wonderful, wonderful. You just gladden my heart. You know, the way you relate. You know. I hope you are looking after his sister. I say, I hope you are performing. Yeah, you're looking after Dr. Uche's sister. So, should we ask her? She can testify. Mommy, Sissy, she is daddy looking after mommy. That yes was very. Please, let's celebrate this family. Godly family, I'm telling you. Yes, I just love this family. So, the children of Israel had repented, but their enemies now decided they will fight. So they came against Israel. When the children of Israel, I'm reading chapter 7 now, of 1 Samuel 7, when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. They were still afraid, but then, look out, action, verse 8. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry, that is, to ask God, the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse 9, Samuel took a sucking lamb, offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. Verse 10, and Samuel was offering, and as Samuel was offering the burnt offering. Let me tell you what a burnt offering is. Something you give completely to God. Completely. And I'm hearing, let go. Completely. Completely. Some years ago, thank you, Holy Spirit, I made a pledge and I made a vow to God. It was a financial vow. And I said, God, this is what I'm going to give. And I was praying towards this godly kingdom project. And as I was praying, you know when the Holy Spirit just comes in a very gentle voice, that which you vowed to give, I've actually provided it already. I was excited. Apostle Schofield. So I said, Lord, where? And the Holy Spirit said, your bank account, your life savings. And I calculated the life savings that I had at that time. It was exactly what I vowed. But Dr. Uche, when I was making that vow, I was not looking at my life savings. I was looking unto the Lord from whence cometh my help, that he will just miraculously supply, because my faith rose. And then the Holy Spirit said, I've already provided. where your life savings? I left the service that day like somebody is going to leave today, but I bind that spirit of heaviness because I hear God saying to you, let go. You have not fully let go. He's giving you the instruction. You made the vow. Let go. Listen, I left the service that day. This was many years ago. I was sorrowful. My sorrow was full. Why? Because I just heard the Spirit of God telling me to go and give my life savings. No, it's not God. Somebody says it's not God. I bind that spirit. Listen, the devil will never tell you to give. Please quote me. Okay, let me put it this way. Let's balance it, Dr. Uche. The devil will never tell you to give to God. Does that balance now? Somebody's at peace now. Okay? Because the vow is unto the Lord. Okay? It's unto the Lord. Okay? So, I was sorrowful. And as I was going, it was getting heavier. And I was hearing the voice clearer and clearer that this was God. Men and brethren, my brothers and sisters, I said, okay, this is too much. Okay, let me just give something out of it. And I would believe God for the rest. I would believe who? But God has spoken. Who do you want to believe again? Whose report will you believe? So I just gave a little out of it, and I was sanctimoniously expecting that God will supply the rest. People, I don't know how that life savings disappeared. Everything went. On top of that, I lost my job. I became broken, jobless. 1 year, 5 months, I was unemployed in a blessed country like that where I was living at the time. I was so broke that all my clothes were worn out. My best shirt was torn out. You know, when you have ironed the shirt, that it has torn the line there. Please, I hope the camera is picking so that the people at home can go and check their shirts. And then one day, that gentle voice came again. You made a vow. I didn't force you to make the vow. Because when you make a vow, listen to this, I'm hearing the Spirit of God. When you make a vow and you don't fulfill it, then you will invite the devourer. Oh, you didn't hear it. These are things we don't like hearing. I sense somebody's already heavy. Lord, I pray, please give them the grace to receive this. So the Spirit of God came to me. You made that vow. Say, well, I'm broke now. I can't fulfill the vow anymore. At least I'm broke. So God now showed me a scripture. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He said, so if you want to sow that seed, I will supply the seed. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm ready to supply the seed, to go and fulfill the vow. And one day, an uncle of mine, the uncle features in my book, What Fathers Should Teach Their Children, is that same uncle, sent for me. He said he heard I was unemployed. The other part of the story was when he took me to that, you know, organization. Go and read the book, What Fathers Should Teach Their Children. The story is there. But this part is not there. He sent for me, said he heard I was unemployed. So I told him the story, and he said, okay, no problem. He told me, all right, we'll see what he can do, get me a job, the story, get that part too. But he said, now, you know what? I just love your testimony. I wish I was a Christian when I was your age. It was a granduncle, was like very old, retired, and he brought out his checkbook and was writing a check. Big money. And as he was writing the check, the Spirit came again. That is the seed. I got it. I ran. I went to drop it. I was free from that day. And miraculously, my story began to change. Got a job. And then my life turned around. God began to speak to me about my future. It was a heavy vow that came at a heavy price. Seven reasons why we must ask God for help. We only have three left. We shared four last week. Right? Seven reasons why I must ask God for help is seven reasons why we don't usually. Number one is what? Because of shame. If I ask, everybody will know I'm going through this problem. You better ask. I struggled with it over the week. I struggled after last Sunday service. Right? I was broke. My lawnmower was broke. I couldn't afford a new one. I couldn't cut my grass. I couldn't do anything. And I had to ask the men in the church for help. I struggled Monday. I couldn't. No. I had the text. This is how to compose it. Just send it to the men's forum. I couldn't send it. Just got to a point. What's the worst that can happen? They will say, look at pastor. So pastor is very poor. I am not poor. Let me just tell you, I'm not. Watch this space. I was poor last Sunday. But God showed me the riches through the men of this church. I asked for help. They came to my house yesterday, mowed my lawn, mowed the front, the back, and gave me a brand new lawnmower. Excuse me, what if I didn't ask? Please celebrate the men. Don't celebrate me. I humbled myself. Dropped my pride. Shame will not let us ask for help. Oh, we are shy, timid. Oh, I don't want to disturb anybody. Please ask. Please tell the person next to you. Better ask now. Tell them I have £20 right now. I'm ready to give you. People are not talking again. Oh. See, they're not talking. Uncle Gift is rejoicing. Nobody's sitting. That man is close to you. Go and meet him there. I have £20. Don't say anything. Tell you not to say anything. Like last night too, this man who was his birthday yesterday, and then he said he was doing barbecue. I can't come to your house. So he said he has food. I said, okay, I need food. And then he thought I was joking. I was looking at the time. There was no food in the house. I was looking at the time. It was past night. I just called him out of, I swallowed my shame and shyness. I said, Schofield, where's the food now? And he came to my house almost 10 p.m. last night. And gave me food. And I ate. And I'm here. You better ask. Please tell somebody, do you need food? Okay, fear of rejection, fear of no. What if they say no? What's the worst the men can say? No, sorry, pastor, you are on your own. On this okay. This is now our turn to catch you. You will stay on the pulpit and you say, when I call you, you answer me. Go and meet him. I meet God. Let me tell you, God will always send help in the form of men, human beings. Form of human beings. Tell me, since you were born in this life, is there anything you've received that was not through a human vessel? Think of it. When God wanted to even save mankind, it came through a woman. What is no, but all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. Last week we ended at pride. Swallow your pride. We're going to make a call again. We're coming out. If any of these things apply to you, just come out again. Surrender. If anything I've said today by the Spirit of God, just come out here. Talk to the Lord. I don't care who's looking at me. I came out last week. So what? Come out again. Because what Jesus said is ask and keep asking. Ask until your joy is full. So number 3, 5, 6, 7, and that's it. I'm done. Why we don't have self, when we are self-conceited or self-confident, self-sufficient. No, I can do it. I can do it. I have everything that, I don't. That's self-conceited. When you're self-sufficient in yourself, you don't need anybody. Listen, you need people in your life. Number six, ignorance. When we are ignorant of the help that is available. You don't know there's help. If you know the tremendous help and power that is available, even in this local fellowship, that people have gotten jobs, you know, that all sorts of things, just ask. If we can't help you, we can signpost you. Pride is killing a lot of people. It's the most dangerous one, because pride goes before destruction. God only gives grace to the humble, but he resists anybody who's proud. So self-conceited or self-confidence, or when you are self-sufficient, you don't ask for help. But you don't realize you will always need people. And number seven, finally, when you are weak. You are so weak, you can't even open your mouth to ask for help. There's a story, and I will end with this story. And I pray right now that ignorance, God will begin to open your eyes to know what you don't know. Jesus said, "You will continue. If you continue my word, you are my disciples. Indeed, you will know the truth." So you are no longer ignorant, and the truth will make you free. So the final one is weak. When you are too weak. Some years ago, many, many years ago, I was still a teenager, and I had an uncle who was an illiterate. He didn't go to school. My dad traveled away. My mom had traveled. I think we had a funeral of my great-grandmother. She's also in that book. I wrote about my great-grandmother. So we're coming back from the funeral, and I caught what was known as malaria fever. And they took me to the hospital, and then I was prescribed what is known as chloroquine or all this quine. There's nothing quine about them, because when you take them, you will know that. Anyway, so they gave the prescription to my uncle, who was an illiterate, to administer on me because I was sick and weak. So my uncle gave me the tablets in the morning, and he gave me in the afternoon, and then he gave me at night. Now, the prescription later, because I just found out the following day, I just couldn't stand up. I couldn't even talk. I was weaker to even smile. I'm not joking. It's never happened to me. So we now went to check what I took. When we checked, my dad had come back and found out I was not a vegetable. And I said, "Where's the prescription?" The prescription said, "Take 4 tablets to start. First dose." They don't use chloroquine again. First dose, 4 tablets. Then you now take 2 tablets 3 times a day when you start the prescription, when you continue the. My uncle gave me 4 tablets in the morning, 4 tablets in the afternoon, 4 tablets at night. And the following morning was about to give me another 4 when an angel came in front of my dad. I couldn't even talk. I couldn't ask for anything. When you are too weak to ask. There was a man in the Bible who was paralyzed. And he had 4 people who had faith. He couldn't ask Jesus for help, but his 4 friends knew Jesus could heal him. So they carried him, because the man was paralyzed. And they brought him to where Jesus was. But they couldn't enter. There was a crowd. And anywhere Jesus spoke, he healed every sickness and healed every disease. But they couldn't bring this man. So they went to the roof, broke the tiles, and lowered the man and dropped him before Jesus. He was too weak, even while he was before Jesus. Do you know the man didn't say anything? But Jesus, the Bible said, when he saw their faith, Whose faith? The faith of his friends, not his own. Because the man himself, by principle, the Bible says the just shall live by his own faith. You will see Jesus say, go, your faith has made you whole. Even when God spoke to Abraham, I will give Sarah children. The Bible said in Hebrews 11, Sarah herself by faith. Sarah too needed her own personal faith. You say, I can pray for you. I can use my faith. But you also need faith to agree with the prayer. And the Bible says, Jesus said in principle, if two agree on earth, as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done. The man was there paralyzed. He couldn't even say anything. Jesus had to give him faith. How does faith come? By hearing. So Jesus spoke to him, son, your sins are forgiven. Arise. No, he didn't pull him. He didn't pull him. He just gave him an instruction. Because the power of sin, once the power of sin is broken, diseases, sicknesses are healed. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Benefits, forgives all iniquities, heals, not some, all diseases. So Jesus told him, your sins are forgiven. He heard it. Faith comes by. So the next instruction was, arise, take up your bed and walk. Do you know Jesus didn't speak to his friends? Please come and help him take his bed now so that he can walk. You need your own faith. That's why you are going to step out. You know where the shoe pinches you. But this is what the Holy Spirit told me. I've never seen this before. You will always need at least 2, 3, or 4 friends in your life. Think about yourself. Are you self-conceited? You don't even have friends. You know, some people, I've met people, they boast. No, I don't have friends. No, we don't keep friends. We keep to ourselves. I've seen families like that. And I see how terrible they are. They can't relate with people. They keep everything within the family. They are so naive. They can't relate. People cheat them. When they get married, marriages collapse. Because it's all about them. Me, myself, me, my family, I, my own. You need 4 people constantly, at least 2, 3, that you can always run to unashamedly to ask for help. Are there such people in your life? Look at yourself. Do you have anybody in your life you can run to? Listen, I told you I'm not poor. I tell people I may not have money, I may not have materials, but I have people. I have men. I have the Joseph's tribe. I cry to them. I made only one cry. Many of them came. And listen, this is the balance. Is there anybody who can call you when they are in need and you will respond? Because it's a love sowing and reaping. Is there anybody in your life right now that they can call you when they are in need? Even if you can't help, but you are there for them. If you don't have such people that you can respond to, pray for them. That God, please make me a blessing. Make me a source of blessing. And please drop this garbage. I don't have friends. I don't keep friends. Just keep to my own. I don't want trouble. You are in trouble already. Because it's the day of trouble. The Bible says better is a neighbor nearby than a brother that is far away. Your day of trouble is men, people God will use. That man, imagine Dr. Uche, he didn't have 4 friends. He will still be paralyzed till today. Please, let's rise up. I'm done. When I call, you answer me. When I am down, Lord, you lift me up. My stone of hope, only you. Do you know what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 7? Let me read verse 12 to you. And then you will come out. When we'll just sing that song, come out, pray, and go back to your seat. That's the ministration today. The Bible says, and as Samuel, verse 10, was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near. The enemies, they came to battle against Israel. But the Lord himself turned that. Why? He had repented. Two, he asked for help. And then verse 11, when the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, they pursued the Philistines. Listen, God will turn the battle around to the gate of the enemy. You will stop playing defense, you will go on the attack. Okay, give me another mic. Okay, it's back. No, you can't silence me. they smote them until they came under Bethkar. Verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone. He set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it. The Lord helped. But you need to ask for this help. You need to ask. So please, as the song goes, come forward, drop whatever it is, pride, whatever it is. Just look at shame, shyness, fire of no pride, self-conceited, self-ignorant. Just come. You are weak. Come and ask for help. Receive help. Go back to your seat. You will see miracles from today, said the Lord. He has turned your morning into dancing again. Yes. Whoa. Come on, dance. Dance, 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 dance. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. There's no question. There's no question in my mind about this. Oh Lord, my soul knows that you are God and King of all. Hey, my soul knows that you are Lord and King of all. My soul knows that.